Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Chaim Goodman Strauss.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Chaim. Chaim is a math professor at the University of Arkansas. Past couple of weeks in this visit we have every Sunday, we've been talking bananas and camels.
Bananas and camels.
Yes.
So the question this week was, how many bananas does it take to go, say, 5,000 miles?
Right.
So the setup was that a camel eats one banana per mile. Can only carry 1,000 bananas, so it has to establish depots
right out
there in the wilderness.
And as we found out last week, if you had a camel starting with 3,000 bananas, at a pound bananas that were a pound each, and it wanted to get to a market 1,000 miles away, because of these depots, it would eventually end up with about 467 bananas.
Another way to put it is that if you started out with 3,000 pounds of bananas, you could get out to about 1,500 miles.
Yeah, if you were just interested in going one way.
That's right.
And then you asked, well, how many bananas would it take to get 5,000 miles?
That's right, or 100,000 or 1,000,000 miles. If I have 10,000 bananas, the next depot should be wherever it is that I can end up with 9,000 bananas, so that I can have a nice full number of loads when I set out again.
Because that's the most efficient way.
That's right.
To do it, to always have that full load when you begin from a depot.
That's right. So that's going to require, if you think about it, we're going to set out with 10 loads and we're going to come back 9 times. We're going to go out, back, for a total of 19 trips, burn 1,000 pounds of bananas, so that's 1/19th of 1,000 miles, whatever that is.
And then you got to turn around and to establish the next one?
The next depot will take 17 trips, so 1/17th of 1,000 miles. The next one will be 1/15th, 1/13th. You see, we're adding one over successive odd numbers. And so the question is, if I'm going to add up one over successive odd numbers, how many of those do I have to add up before I get to 5,000? So we have, if you think about it, it's 1 over 1 plus 1 third plus 1 fifth plus 1 seventh plus 1 ninth plus... Now, you might actually, if you try this out on a calculator, you see that it just creeps along, and it maybe even levels off. It doesn't even seem like it's actually going anywhere. Remarkably, and, you know, actually, to be honest, listeners, I don't have a calculator with me, so I'm actually estimating this using some tricks that I...
Now, see, I have one of these calculators here, but it... on my computer, but it only goes up to, you know, like 9 digits.
So it takes, I think, about 10,000 loads of bananas to get 5,000 miles. To go five times further than you could go on a single load. 10,000 loads. That's a 10 million pounds
of bananas.
And that's
just 5,000.
That's 5,000 miles.
So
another way to put that is that one... plus one third, plus one fifth, plus one seventh, plus all the way out to one, whatever the 10,000th term of that is, that just barely gets you to 5.
Wow.
To go to 100,000 miles, you can do it, but it takes a staggering 10 of 1 followed by 80 zeros loads.
To go how far?
To go 100,000 miles.
Wow,
well, that's a long way,
yeah.
But... to make go 100 times further than you could on a single load takes a staggering amount. And to go 1,000,000 miles, which are, in other words, 1,000 times further than you could on a single load, it takes a staggering 1 followed by 800 zeros. What's kind of neat is this is very closely connected to E. So I told you I didn't have a calculator, but I do have a handy way of estimating these things. If you want to go, this is pretty rough, but it's pretty close, and it gets closer and closer to absolutely right. If you want to go... say 50 times further than you could on a single load, then what the answer is, the number of loads you need is about e to the twice 50th power, so e to the 100th power, which, okay, what's e? Well, e is about 2 point something or another. The point is that we can very rapidly work out how many decimal places that is. You take 100, divide it by about 2.4 or so, and that tells you how many decimals. So 100 divided by 2.4 is... maybe 40, something like that.
Yeah.
So if you want to go 50 times further than you could on one load, that's e to the 100th, which is about a 1 followed by 40 decimal places. It's remarkable, really remarkable. So here's another place that e shows up.
Okay. I was going to ask you a question. This is me in the back of the class, my sophomore year of high school, raising my hand. Okay, so who uses e, I mean, in a practical, real
right.
sense?
Right. So E is a universal constant in the same sense that pi is, in the same way that pi shows up over and over and over again in a staggering array of applications, so does E. E tends to show up in situations where we're discussing growth in particular, the way things grow.
So if you were a business person.
For example, we talked about compounding interest continuously a couple of weeks ago, and the formula really does involve E. It really is there. So I guess I don't really have a puzzle this week.
That's okay. We can all ponder E for a week.
Oh, I have a puzzle that I don't really need an answer. I'll tell you the answer.
Okay.
So suppose that you're at mile one,
uh-huh.
and you're going 1 mile per hour,
uh-huh.
and then you're slowly accelerating, and by mile two, you're going 2 miles an hour.
Right.
And so on. Then the question is, how far would you be at the end of 1 hour?
Well,
it's not really clear, right? You'd be at least a mile down the road because you're slowly accelerating. I mean, this is not a very fast car.
Right.
I don't know if it's a car at all. Well, the answer is at the end of 1 hour, you'd be E miles down the road. Isn't that cool? So at 1.5 miles down the road, at mile marker 1.5, you're going 1.5 miles per hour. At mile marker 1.75, you're going 1.75 miles
per hour. So obviously, I was going to say, well, we could go do this, but really you can't.
No, because it's too slow.
It'd just be... You'd have to have a specially regulated car or vehicle.
That's another example of how E shows up.
So if someone says, well, how far from your house is, you know, something, I could tell them, well, it's E miles far.
I guess so.
I mean, something's E miles far from my house,
something is, yeah.
Okay.
I guess so.
Heim, thanks a lot.
See you later.
Heim Goodman Strauss is a math professor at the University of Arkansas, regular visitor to Sunday, Ozarks at Large.